Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Brough.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. We'll take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. It is Friday. You could already be texting in. That's right. You tell us every week the most Texan thing you've done this week. Today, it is the most Texan thing you have ever done. 806-855-3712 to get on the text line. Please use that 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not respond. He will yell at people, but he won't talk to you. 806-855-3712. We have a lot of things going on today. Obviously, we'll recap the draft. Tyree Wilson goes from Red Raider to Raider, as in the Las Vegas Raiders with the 7th pick overall in a wild and woolly first round like we were anticipating. It got even stranger maybe than most people thought. We got Tech baseball to look at Kansas State tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And, of course, we got a question of the day waiting for you. A lot of different things that we'll get into as we go through this program. 806-855-3712. We thank everybody who is listening. They're on the apps for KKM.com. Hopefully you turned on the notifications over the years. We appreciate everybody who's downloaded that and would love to hear from you today, wherever you may be listening. Just give us a shout-out on the text line so we can say thank you for being a part of Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough for the last 4 years and 4 months or so. You follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt. At Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends, so we come back in the evening with the daily broadcast. Still going to be doing that for you, so follow us on Twitter. We come out on Twitter Live, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Everything we do you can find on our website, theraiderland.com. And we hope you'll join our Facebook page, too. We've got a lot of cool people over there, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. He is Rob Brough, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, the host of the Rob Brough Show, at least for today. From 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. He pulses the people. King of Hat of the Day in a nifty vest on. Happy Friday to you, Mr. Brough.
Happy Friday.
The final time we get to act like we come on here and we do this little exchange like we haven't been visiting for the last however many minutes, and then the vast and expansive pre-show meeting that we have every day.
Right.
I feel like we should probably let some people in on some of the great secrets behind the shows over the last couple of years.
We can do it on the tell-all that we have next week.
Yeah, the Netflix. Did you sign that deal with Netflix?
No, it's a 30 for 30.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure who was going to be doing that. Uh-huh. So, like I said, we got a lot of – if you're going to end a radio show, friends – and statistics show 3 out of 5 Americans at some point will host their own radio show. Rob and I are living proof. Ended on a day after the NFL draft. Ended on a day with Major League Baseball going, with Tech baseball going, and plenty of things to discuss. So, hey, timing is everything, right?
Yeah, this really was just a long con to have a month off for my birthday.
Yeah, people think we're ending the show. What are they thinking today? So here are the parameters. Yes, this is our final show for me and Rob together till 1 o'clock. Rob will take you from 1 to 2 today. It's pretty much kitchen sink day for us here on this one. Now, I have given you all question of the day for the last 4 years on this program, many more years longer than that on other shows. So we've asked the questions for you guys. Now, it's your turn. You can give us your question of the day today, if and you want. 806-855-3712. I will throw one final one out, very broad, because I don't know that we've ever just done this one, and that's kind of amazing. Who's your favorite athlete all time? Who's your all-time favorite sports figure? Period, end of sentence. Not football, not just your all-time favorite. And I will allow this today, Rob, because I'm in a giving mood. It changes because you might have one when you were a kid, and then you might have your adult favorite. Yeah. Because you look at sports through two different, vastly different lenses when you're a kid and then after you're an adult. And then even as you go through your adulting, it morphs and changes, we have seen and found out. So that'll be the final question of the day on this radio show. Your favorite athlete all time, and if you want to break it down, kid or otherwise, that's more than eminently acceptable. So after that, you can ask us your question of the day, 806-855-3712. I will ask you today the most Texan thing you have done. That is every Friday around these parts. Usually it's what is the most Texan thing you've done this week. Today it is the most Texan thing you've ever done. The most Texanish thing you've done all through the years. Again, dealer's choice. Anything else you want to do today, because we want to hear from you on the text line so we can say thank you. Thank you for just a great run. Thank you for a wonderful time spent doing something that I swore I would never do again. That after I exited the Williams and Hyatt show at the end of 2012, after nearly 19 years of that, and it had nothing to do with being on with Don Williams, but I said, I'll never do daily radio again. I did my time. It was great. Robert Snyder talked me into coming into this thing. Rosalie, some good people up here, when they were launching this radio station in 2019, I said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. And it's been fun every step of the way. And we look forward to the new things that we're going to be doing, both me and Rob. We look forward to doing new and exciting and challenges. That this has been vastly enjoyable. So today, if you want to do, if you want to hand out helmet stickers, hand out helmet stickers. If you want to do bandwagon, if you want to do two-word two, whatever it is you want to do today, make it happen, all right? It's our show, but it's your day. So we can say thank you to you. 806-855-3712 for you to get in. We will obviously talk a lot about the draft, about Tyree Wilson. We've got Tech baseball. If you want to predict where Tech ends up in the NCAA tournament, you can do that today. What happens the rest of the year? Because this is kind of it, you know. I guess you could do Tech football predictions. You can do whatever you want to predict today. Who knows? But just make sure you get to be a part of it. 806-855-3712. It is apropos that Doughboy is leading us off today. One of the great friends we've made during this radio run here on Talk 103.9. Guns Up Trucking, shout out the official trucker in Raiderland. Doughboy here. Well, happy Friday. It's a sad day in Raiderland today. We're losing two icons. Are we icons? I'm a Leo and a Methodist by trade. In Lubbock Radio, going to miss the spicy mustard. Bandwagon Wednesday, best thing I ever ate. Most Texan thing I've done. Armchair Mondays, power rankings, most of all turning mornings into afternoons. It's been fun, boys. Catch y'all on the flip side. This is Doughboy going to be 10-10 here on the side. Copy that, Doughboy. 10-4. We'll keep blowing your ears off. Got down on that, he's down there in H-Town listening on that 100,000-watt stick we've got online. Doughboy is just a great example of a lot of the cool people that I feel. Even the people we don't even know their names, you can tell some of the texters by how they text and everything.
Right.
And I feel like, do you have a mental picture of some of the people that text in?
Yeah.
That your brain has crafted this odd, you know, whatever. Last day, say it ain't so, it's so. It's so. Texter, most Texan thing ever, visiting the Alamo, found a position and declared, come and take it. Santa Ana may have heard me in his Mexico grave. Well done. The first time I went to the Alamo, Rob, I walked right by it and didn't realize I was at the Alamo. I was down in San Antonio, just kind of walking around, and the idea was I was going to go down there, you know, because we were staying close to it. And I literally walked past it on the front street and didn't realize.
You didn't remember?
I remembered the Alamo. I didn't recognize the Alamo. And then I was like, I backed up a little bit. I go, oh, there it is. Because it's reset. It's, you know, it's reset back a little bit and everything. Yeah.
Did you go in?
Yeah.
Was this before or after they put the glass box around it?
This was before. This is a long time ago. This is not quite Ozzy Osbourne Alamo time.
Did they put the glass box around it? I know they tried to.
No, not like that. And no, I had no desire to bite the head off a bat or anything while I was there. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in. Tyree Wilson's night last night. We talked the last couple of days, Rob, that this thing could get really weird, that there were a lot of different scenarios. The big hinge pick was going to be the Texans, and it was in many different ways. And by the way to go, Texans. What a draft. What a great job manipulating, leveraging the Deshaun Watson picks, getting what you needed, how you wanted it. So anti-Detroit Lions on that.
Yeah, and it made it way easier to do the quarterback first.
Yes.
Because if they would have done Will Anderson first, everybody would have been calling for the quarterback. So, yeah.
And it also, stone, really. It also kind of strengthens your quarterback in a way that you said, hey, we took you first. That you were our guy. We wanted you. We believe in you. All the garbage about the cognition and all that garbage, you know, that was out there. No, we wanted you. So that steam had been heavy going back to Wednesday night into Thursday morning, that ownership really wanted Stroud. They really wanted a quarterback. D'Amico Ryans really wanted a defender. They got both.
Which broadcast did you watch the draft on?
I was listening to VSiN. I was also bouncing back and forth with NFL Network. NFL Network was faster, incrementally, not much, but a little faster, and was a little more plain Jane. And otherwise, they were a little bit more meat and potatoes last night. But I was mainly listening to analysis with Michael Lombardi with VSiN and what was going on there with Sean King.
I don't have the NFL Network. I watched the NFL Network some on my phone.
Right.
When I was in and out doing some work in my office, but which is just my bedroom, but the west side of it. But I also was watching the ABC broadcast.
Okay.
Because that's the College Game Day guys. I always feel like they do a better job.
Yeah, they know the players.
Kiper and
yes,
yeah, I really enjoy their and there's no booger, so that's a plus.
Let's go ahead and take the time out. Stacking up on the text line, we want to hear from everybody today. 806-855-3712. Question of the day: favorite athlete all time. Who is it for you? It's dealer's choice after that. We've asked you questions for years. Today on our final show, you can ask us questions. It's your turn on your question of the day. Tell us the most Texan thing you've ever done. Tech baseball on your mind, NFL draft. Please join us today and let us say thank you to you. All right, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very...
I
have no idea what's happening.
We're playing every single bump all at the same time.
We're clearing the board, baby.
Everything's going.
I literally.
That's great.
Have no idea what else is playing. I can't find it. We'll do some research.
Go your own way. There you go. 11:21, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 o'clock, ESPN 960 San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM. We've asked questions for years. Now it's your turn. You can ask us the question of the day. The official question of the day, favorite athlete all time for you, and then anything else you want to do. Men's Texas Tech baseball, NFL draft, Tyree Wilson goes to the Raiders. Nice spot. We'll have Raider on Raider violence potential twice a year, maybe three times if the Raiders get good enough against the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes tweeting out last night, congrats, take it easy on me. When they face each other. All right, get on the text line. You can tell us the most Texan thing you've ever done today. 806-855-3712. I'm going to mess up the text line today. Hell, I may even give out my own phone number today. Who knows?
I have done that a few times on Twitter.
I would give out...
Quickly found it. But.
Back in the day, I would give out Don Williams' home phone number if I was staring at him. 791-1... Oh, it's probably the same number, too. Happy trails, y'all, says the texture. Been listening since the mid-90s. My moniker is Viking Joe. Remember Viking Joe? Keep on paying attention to us. We're not going away. At Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show. Favorite athlete, says texture, Pele. Most Texan thing I've done, created and ran the Texas Embassy at my home when I was stationed overseas four times. That is excellent. Question, why is Mel Kiper still employed, and who actually listens to what he says? The same reason ESPN trots out Joe Lunardi for bracketology. The exact same reason. Tim in Frisco says, guys, I am sad but excited for what the future holds. Been through two football coaches, three basketball coaches, updates on my Pee Wee Red Raiders in the fall. Thank you for all you've done. See you on Down the Road, Wrecking Forever. Tim, thank you. Thanks for taking us out on runs. Vicariously, we actually got healthier just knowing that Tim was out there on runs and everything else. And in a fairly short period of time, man, we did have some things happen from the launch of this show and this station and the Rob Bro Show and everything else. Man, from that first winter spring in the NCAA tournament run, trip to Omaha, couple of three basketball coaches, football coaches, Pulse of the People, Job Approval Tuesday. I was afraid you were going to put a job approval poll out on us this week. I was afraid you were going to do that.
I might today.
No, there's no need. Really no need. Texter, why so many athletes at the draft party go wild with those suits and bling jewelry? You only get drafted once. Tyree Wilson, epic outfit, by the way. That is a good look. I thought he was going to kill Goodell. Free chiropractic adjustment on that one. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. Craig says, 8-year-old Craig, James Hadnot. Kong getting some love today. I love it. 20-year-old, Troy Aikman. 48-year-old, my son, Cooper. Love you guys. Not in a weird way, but you guys are great. Hey, you're great as well, in a weird way. Texter, going to have to find a new way to turn morning into afternoon. Thanks for the shows over the years, fellas. Good luck, whatever you're doing next. Double T, Dad. We're going to be doing a whole lot of what we're doing right now. We're just going to be doing it a little different. Like I said, I think, I don't want to speak for you, Rob, but I think both of us really love the aspect of radio and what we do and how we do it. There are just many different ways now of doing media, of doing what we do, many different ways to deliver it, to platform it to you. And we're both excited to be able to continue doing that. That's why we hope people will continue to pay attention to us. I don't know if we're at liberty to say what will be on in this time slot, but I'm going to do it later on the show anyways because I know that it's now official.
I believe we can.
Okay, good. So we're cool on that?
Yes, we can today. Right.
We'll do that later on. Texter, thank you for getting me through the morning, turning to afternoon every day down in Uvalde. Thank you for being out there.
Absolutely. I think I know who that is, too.
That's cool.
Big fan of him.
And, yeah, if you guys are not in Lubbock or wherever you are, you know, tag it. Even if you've never put your name on there, give us a name so we can say thank you for being out there.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. You guys are going to be sorely missed here in Brady, the real heart of Texas. Maybe you guys can come down for the World Championship Goat Cook-Off Labor Day weekend. My favorite athlete all time, Roger Staubach, served in the Navy after college. Yes, he did. He won the Heisman as a junior in the Super Bowl. Big influence on football in Dallas. Yeah, 10-year-old me, Roger Staubach. Heck, maybe even still today, Roger Staubach could be my favorite athlete. That's our question of the day. What's your question of the day? We've peppered y'all with questions for years. You can turn the tables on us today, 806-855-3712. Texter says, it's Washed Up Guy texting in. One of my favorite monikers on the show, Washed Up Guy. I like to think I've done numerous Texan things in my life, but one that I'm proud of is when a couple of guys way up north asked me to recommend a good Texas beer. I bought them around a Shiner Long Necks. Thanks to you and bro for many days of entertainment. Thank you again for being out there. If we'd just been shouting into the wilderness, into the emptiness, which I've been accused of doing at various times in my life, Rob, it wouldn't have been nearly as fun. Speaking of Shiner and doing Texas things, late 90s, you still couldn't get Shiner out in California. A friend of mine was, I say, stationed out there in San Jose. And I was going out to see him. He said, can you? And I said, yes, I can. So I got 2 6-packs of Shiner. I'm like, man, this is going to be kind of bulky. This is, you know, pre-9/11. You could fly with. So here's what I did. I took each bottle and I wrapped it in a tube sock. So each one was protected by a tube sock. Now, Nice. Smart guy probably would have said, why didn't you just go get bubble wrap or anything? Because I had tube socks.
Right.
And had them in the tube socks and had them in my carry-on. And I'm going through the metal detector there at LIA. And the guy's like, are those? I said, yeah, I'm taking my friend a bunch of beer. He's like, okay. Can you imagine today rolling up to the airport with 12 Shiner box and tube socks in your carry-on, getting on a Southwest jet,
and
them going, all right, man, cool. Have a good time. They all made it.
You didn't smell like beer for the...
No, they...
Well, not because of that, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, I probably did smell like beer, let's be honest. A plainsman in Dallas who's become one of our favorite texters and listeners. Thank you. You became my only appointment radio since Rush Limbaugh. That's high praise. We appreciate that. Question for both of you. Who's your all-time favorite sports broadcaster? What's your all-time favorite radio show, sports or otherwise? Can we answer that on the other side?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do that on the other side. 806-855-3712. You guys continue to jam up the text line. You can ask us the questions today. Tell us the most Texan thing you've ever done. If you want to talk baseball, we can. NFL draft. Do you like where Tyree Wilson ended up? Do you like what your team did? If you're a Cowboy fan, you did not draft Taco Charlton this time, we don't think. Probably not. It's okay. 806-855-3712. Bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
So that's how it's going to be today, huh?
I had a set list, but this one got added because we mentioned it.
There you go. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro coming to you till 1 o'clock. Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. Most Texan thing you've ever done here on our final show. And then we've asked you the questions over the years. You can give us your questions today. If you want a question of the day, just give us your favorite athlete all time. Tech baseball, what do you think happens from here? Anything from winning the Big 12 to missing the NCAA tournament. It's amazing the last month of this season, what could be in store for Texas Tech. This could be one of the greatest rides, one of the most frustrating rides, and it'll probably end up somewhere in between, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I think probably a 3 seed is going to be in the offing, most likely, for this team.
You have 3 outcomes, I think, remaining. You could kind of just survive, be a 3 seed. You could thrive.
Be a 2 seed.
And be a high 2 seed or even host.
Maybe just a one.
Like, hey, let's say you go 9-0 in Big 12 play.
You win the Big 12, you host. Outright. Win the Big 12 outright, you host.
Or you lose 2 of 3 to Kansas State, lose 2 of 3 to West Virginia.
And you're
packing bags. And you're not even in the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could do 3 things. Yeah. And all 3 today are believable.
Yes. You know, you showed me that. You know, timeline, May 24th.
Yeah.
I'll believe anything. 806-855-3712. A plainsman to Dallas wanted to know our all-time favorite sports broadcaster and who's your all-time favorite show, sports or otherwise. Sports broadcaster is Jack Dale. I got into this business because of Jack Dale. Jack Dale nurtured me along. Jack Dale was kind enough in 1996 when we created KKM as the first all-sports station in Lubbock and one of the few in the state of Texas at the time. Doing more local, live local coverage than anybody in a market our size. We were doing more than most around the country. Anyways, Jack and Brad Sham too, because when I heard Brad Sham do radio for play-by-play for basketball, I realized, oh, good, because I couldn't do it like Jack, and I thought, I'm never going to be able to do it. I heard Sham do it. I said, I think I can do that.
Brad Sham is one of my favorites.
Favorite radio show. So Limbaugh explodes while I'm at Texas Tech, saves AM radio, gives me a job, gives me the opportunity to have a career, saves talk radio. Beyond that, here, one of the greatest shows we ever had on this station was the Cafe with J.P. Horn, Sean Lindrose, and Spastic Eric back in the late 90s, 97, 98, 99. They went to the ticket in 1999 and, you know, scratched and clawed and had a couple of different time slots and ended up doing some really cool radio. The original Hardline, I think, is one of the greatest radio shows that has ever existed. The 93 to 97, 98 era, I think, of the Hardline is as good, really, as it got. We liberally stole back in the day on the Williams and Hyatt show what we could in this market that we could not push the envelope too far. There were things they were doing that we just couldn't do in Lubbock, Texas, right? So we figured out how to do it in Lubbock, Texas as best we could. There's my answer to those questions. Rob?
National radio shows, some of my favorite growing up were Scott Van Pelt and Russillo, SVP and Russillo. That duo was always great.
Yep.
The Dan Patrick Show was really good. And I thought they kind of...
Dan and Dibs and Show Killer.
Yep.
Early 2000s.
Early, and then even the Dan and the Danettes.
Yeah.
They got going. They kind of went down a little bit, but I think they're back up. I think Dan is rejuvenated. I think that show's
kind of
good lately.
Kind of get that feeling, yeah.
There was one local show that I listened to every day at work. That was the Williams and Hyatt show.
Never heard of it.
That was part of the reason why I wanted to be in sports radio.
Yeah.
And then obviously
roundabouts way.
Roundabouts way, we ended up working together. So that was always cool for me.
Yeah. Cooler for me. Got rid of that Tucker guy. No, I'm just kidding. Did y'all hear Kiper basically say Wilson's performance didn't matter because it was against Big 12 tackles? No, I don't listen to Mel Kiper. I didn't watch.
Yeah, and that was part of the thing that came out when anybody was saying he didn't deserve to be in the top 25. And then you just pull the Mississippi State game or the Texas game.
Mm-hmm.
That's an SEC tackle, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
So.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Freudian Slip bumper music. I've enjoyed listening. We'll find you in your new places. Happy last day. Thank you.
I was trying to play Go Your Own Way, but I don't even know what other song was playing.
I couldn't tell. It was some sort of like metal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I did.
That was probably Luke.
Yeah.
Something that Luke glitched the system.
Yeah.
What's your most embarrassing moment ever on the radio? P.S. This is Morton Brown, your favorite listener in Brady, Texas. I've had so many. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I was about to
say. I've been doing
that.
Radio since the late 80s. Where do you want me to start? Right? I'll give you one real quick. Early 90s, I was doing Texas Tech women's volleyball radio. I can't remember where we were, either Southwest Conference tournament or NCAA tournament, right? Ginger Carter, really good player. She was a great setter. And we go to break. It's me and the late Walt McAlexander, the SID. We go to break. And, of course, you think you're in the break. And I'm like, man, her parents are here again. Do they not have jobs? How can they be at every single match wherever we are? We were obviously on the road. You know, I'm like, good Lord, do those people not work?
You're on air.
Hey, your mic's hot. You're on the air.
May I get back to the parents or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They took it in. They took it well.
Was that your last volleyball game of the year? Or?
No. And then there were just some. I've never dropped an F-bomb on radio, live radio. But I did say something. I said one of the seven dirty words.
Uh-oh.
Of the George Carlin deal, accidentally. In this very studio, sitting in this very chair a million years ago, to which Don Williams looked at me like, did you just say what I think you said? And we go to break, and I'm like, what'd I say? And he told me what I said. I said, no, I didn't. This was pre-computers.
Yeah.
And they weren't rolling cassette tape on it, so there was no mention. And thank God, like, nobody petitioned the FCC or anything, because it was not a good one.
Yeah.
And for to this day, I have no idea how it came out of my mouth, because it's not really a word I use very often.
Right.
It was kind of funny. What about you? Most embarrassing moments?
One of my first... So I started in radio with Steve Dale here on this station, but also did Saturday Chad Hastie show.
Yeah.
My very first time to do Chad's show, they just put me over there. There was a, hey, it kind of runs like Steve's show. I didn't, like, no training or anything. It was just like, yeah, go over there. It's a fine show. I left them up on the first break, and they were talking for two or three minutes, and then they all went silent in there, and I guess somebody had texted them, some wife, hey, y'all are hot.
Yeah.
That was my first one. I couldn't even tell you. The problem with my personal self is that I don't really get embarrassed. So anything anything I've said personally, I just kind of, yeah, I said it. So
yeah, there we go.
Maybe playing two songs at once would be an embarrassing moment, but I feel no shame.
806-855-3712. You want to talk NFL draft? Tyree Wilson going 7 to the Raiders. The Texans draft was fantastic. Cowboy fans, you got a guy. You got a guy. We'll see what he turns into. Favorite athlete all time, you can tell us the most Texan thing you've ever done. And we've hammered you all with questions over the years. So here on the final show today for Ryan Hyatt, it's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You can give us questions. 806-855-3712. Not in a weird way, says the texter. What is your favorite stretch of water and which fly? You guys can't go fishing if I tell you about it. It's only open certain parts of the year. Northern New Mexico, the Rio Castilla, flows out of the Castilla Reservoir out of Colorado into northern New Mexico. Wide open meadow fishing. Elk or caddis, 18, 20, 22. Hip waders, find some eddies. Rio Grande cutthroats, the prettiest 6 to 8 inch fish you will ever catch. They fight like hell. It is just a zen-like experience. Texter, thank y'all for both the show. I've enjoyed listening for the last 8 months. My favorite athlete growing up, Michael Jordan. And now at the age of 43, Tom Brady. The older you get, the more old guys you like. You know?
Yeah, you kind of get to grow up with them.
And then you have that day where you're like, and it happened for different sports for me, Rob. Your day is coming when you realize you're older than anybody playing professionally that sport, you know, that
you get offended when they start calling them old at 30.
Grizzled veterans at 35. What? Doughboy back in. Well, since maybe Friday y'all will be free for a travel day, want to extend the invitation to the annual crawfish bowl at the house next Saturday if you want some spicy mud bugs. I'm buying the beers. Brush up on your cornhole skills and bring some funds. I'll be glad to take your money. Sounds like a deal, man. I mean, since we're moderately unemployed after today, we need to watch our money.
Yeah.
Rob, we probably need to watch our money.
Got to pay rent on June 1st.
Where do each of you say Tech baseball ends in conference? I'm afraid our road woes will continue, but hopeful. Like we said, I think the middle version is probably what happens, that you finish somewhere around 3 in the Big 12 percentage-wise.
I think you win 2 more Big 12 series.
Yeah.
I think you'll lose another Big 12 series. You've only lost 1.
Yeah. Texas is the only series you've lost.
Yeah, I would assume. I hope it's West Virginia that you lose to, because that'll help your RPI regardless.
Yeah.
Just playing them. But this Kansas State series, you don't generally play well in Manhattan.
No. Tim Tadlock's teams are underwater in Manhattan, I think. In games in Manhattan, 7-8 under Tadlock, 12-0 in Lubbock. 7-8 in Manhattan.
That's pretty wild discrepancy.
That is. Texter, Matt from San Angelo. Last meal, Armentis Cafe in San Angelo. Felipe special. 2 enchiladas, 2 tacos, rice and beans. Oh, and a side of Franco's carne guisada. Because why the hell not if you're about to be executed? Thanks for the show. Are we about to be executed? Is that what's going on after the show?
Are we doing death row meals?
There you go.
Is that the text for the
day?
Is
that it? Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, turning hearses into party buses from 11 to 1 on Talk 103.9. Rob, how nice of you to share your version of Thank You for Being a Friend. You have a lovely voice.
You're welcome.
You do have a good voice. Texter, do you feel like a tech network for radio shows can control the narrative even without stating policies? Your program, Unattached, seemed first to get into Adam's debacle. I think I kind of know what the texter is getting at. Here's the deal: if you do a show, and you're on the flagship station, you face a little bit of pressure, not always from tech, but from your bosses who want to retain the rights. And there is always that specter hanging over you. If you do talk radio and you receive a check from either the rights holder and or Texas Tech, you always have that specter hanging over you. That's just reality.
Right.
It's the same reason why, let's say in Dallas, you might hear some things being said about the Cowboys on one station that you don't hear about on the flagship station. Texter says, my kids went to Shallow Water. I appreciate the years you did radio play-by-play. Classic radio gold. Thank you. Me and Keith and the guys over there, that run was really majestic with Kyle Maxfield and Cooper Ogle, Jarek Black. So many great kids over there. That was a blessing for me. That was a lot of fun. How many years on radio for each of you? I wish nothing but the best in all future endeavors, Reckham. I did my first radio broadcast in the summer of 87. Started back, full on 88, 89, and been doing radio since then.
Well, a month shy of 8 years.
Yeah.
But I was a world traveler before I got into radio.
I almost forgot we take breaks on this show, don't we?
Yeah.
We should probably do one about now.
We got to pay some sponsors.
All right. Final segment hour, number one of two coming up. 806-855-3712 to text in. Your favorite athlete all time. You can fire the questions at us. What's the most Texan thing you have ever done? Tech baseball, NFL draft, you tell us. 806-855-3712. Finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
First round of the NFL draft on Thursday. Bryce Young out of Alabama selected first overall. He was the favorite at minus 5,000. He'll start his career with the Carolina Panthers. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud paid plus 450. As the second overall pick, he went to the Houston Texans. Will Anderson Jr. selected third overall out of Alabama. He's going to the Texans. A linebacker paying plus 1,000. Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson selected fourth overall. He's headed to the Colts. He paid plus 350. Illinois defensive back Devin Witherspoon was selected fifth overall. He paid plus 2200. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment hour, number one of two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9, question of the day, your favorite athlete all time. We've asked you questions for years. It's your turn today on the final show. You ask us the questions. Most Texan thing you've ever done. We'll visit with you about Tech baseball today. Tyree Wilson going to the Raiders, the first round of the draft last night. And then whatever else is on your mind. It's up to you. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712 in the time we have together. Texter says, Tom Brady, my all-time favorite athlete. Patrick Mahomes, my favorite active athlete. He captured my heart while playing at Tech. His professional career has been fabulous. As a child, Roger Staubach captured my attention by leading Navy past my favorite team in the Cotton Bowl, obviously a Longhorn here. That's Sharon down in beautiful Wingate. Thanks for hosting an outstanding radio show. You'll be greatly missed. God bless your future endeavors. Thank you, and God bless you. Helmet sticker to Wilson for being selected seventh. Wish him a successful career. Jim Nance, her favorite sportscaster. And says, some of the sportscasters that I listen to on 960 simply butcher the English language. Helmet stickers to you and Rob for talking good English. I mean, we both pride ourselves on talking gooder than most folks. Texas, the most Texan thing I think I've ever done was my wedding reception. Had donkeys serve my guest alcohol in a farm surrounded by cattle in a barn converted for weddings. Serenaded by mariachi while eating fajitas and rice, threw tortillas on the exit. Yeah. Favorite athlete, Nolan Ryan, Pudge Rodriguez as a kid. Thank you all for the laughs. Even when I was having a bad day at work, I could always count on a laugh in the afternoon. Listening today from Dewey Beach, Delaware. Rob, did you have Delaware on the map today? Probably not. Most memorable Tech moments during your careers? Natty game? I know you love that word, Ryan. Lady Raider, being in Atlanta, Lady Raider National Championship game. On the call, Texas Tech baseball winning the inaugural Big 12 regular season title the next year, the Big 12 tournament. Being in Omaha for Texas Tech's appearance and being down on the field pregame during during batting practice and during infield.
That whole run.
Uh-huh.
The track championship, the basketball run, the baseball run, all from 18 to 19 was pretty amazing. Now, you came in the January of 19?
Yeah, when we started 1340 went to talk, that's when I rolled in. Texter, we'll miss you on this format, but we'll find you again like always. Been listening since the early Williams and Hyatt Show days. Even did the NASCAR Fantasy Trophy for you. Oh, wow. Very cool. Which I won 1 year, by the way. Always been a favorite show. That's Brent, former owner of Awards Associates. By the way, longtime great supporters of Jack Dale Sports Line Awards Associates. And P.S., look forward to playing poker with Bro again at some point. Bro, you going on the poker circuit? You going to be playing poker?
I mean, I'll be, I guess, gambling.
Yeah. As a gaucho.
Yeah, I guess. I love playing poker.
Texter, Magic Johnson, my favorite player ever. John Riggins, a distant second. Riggo.
I guess depending on who that is, we might be playing some poker.
Okay. His name's Brent.
Okay. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, Brent,
all right, now I've caught up.
There
now I've caught up, yeah. Yeah, we do. Hey, it's been a while since we played poker. We need to play again.
I'm going to use this guy's real name because he's been a part of our proceedings over here at different times. Matt Ernst texting in.
Legend.
Legend Matt Ernst. Longtime listener, first-time texter. Thanks for the years of real, honest, interesting conversation. Always enjoyable. Even bigger thanks for lessons on how to work in the industry and for not getting me fired for accidentally hanging up on coaches or callers to the driver draft.
He got a shout-out on the Gauchos last night.
I had forgotten, Matt, that you had hung up on people. Probably Vic and Ginger. Well-known driver draft participants. Tex, we're going to miss you guys. Miss this, guys. Thanks for making the hours of the day pass by a little faster. I've always enjoyed the perspectives on all subjects. Thank you from Eastern New Mexico. No, thank you from right here. We'll get to more text messages on the other side. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. You can tell us the most Texan thing you've ever done. Thoughts on the draft, Tyree Wilson, a Red Raider to a Raider. Maybe some Red Raider baseball, too. Fire the questions at us today. You guys are in charge. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
A lot of you like us, more of you don't. But you know what? We don't care.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to you. Y'all have turned morning into afternoon once again with us here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Website, theraiderland.com, and you can find us also on Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. We hope you guys continue to follow us. Our final hour of the show, Rob Bro Show will take you to 2 o'clock today on Talk 103.9 FM. All right. Most Texan thing you've done this week? No, most Texan thing you've ever done here on our final show. We've asked you questions over the last four, well, really for me, much longer than that, for a lot of years. It's your turn today. You can ask the question of the day, although we leave you with one final one here on the show. Your favorite athlete all time, who is that? Dealer's choice, you want to do helmet stickers, you want to do bandwagons, you want to do either ors, whatever you want to do. Have some fun with it today. Tech baseball tonight, big game. Molina gets the ball. It's the same rotation they've used the last 3 weeks. We'll see what they do at Kansas State. What do you think happens from here for the Red Raiders? And then NFL draft, just a fun first round to watch. I mean, and we had a vested interest, obviously. But even if you didn't, that was about as interesting a first round as we've seen in a long time. Rarely does anything look like the movie Draft Day. Rob, I thought at times the Texans were channeling their inner Kevin Costner. The Lions were doing dumb stuff.
Man, the Lions.
Nonsensical draft by the Lions.
They had a huge opportunity. There were two moments I thought Tyree Wilson would go. The Lions was absolutely one of them. I did not think he was going to go to the Raiders when that pick popped up.
Right.
But great fit. You know, all the things we talked about with the Lions, the Raiders also fit.
Yes.
The Raiders finished strong last year. The Raiders, I can't believe I'm about to say this, have a winner at quarterback.
Yes, they do.
With Jimmy G.
He may not be great, but he wins games when he's out there.
And he's a great fit with that offense because, hey, we've seen it before.
Yep.
With Josh McDaniels. And you also have a young, talented pass rusher on the other side, Max Crosby. He's a Pro Bowl player.
He was in Mahomes' kitchen
last year. You just needed another one. That was a great pick for the Raiders and a great fit for Tyree, I think.
I agree. And I said last night, the AFC West is eminently watchable football right now.
Oh, yeah.
Between what the Raiders are doing, obviously the Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, that this is just the division. And we're kind of lucky with Mahomes, the automatic draw here, that you're paying attention to the best division in football.
Chiefs, Raiders, next year in Vegas, how many double T's are in attendance?
Everywhere. It will be everywhere, man.
That's going to be awesome. I'll be there. I will try my hardest to be there, yeah. Might go see the boys there at VSIN as well.
Absolutely. Let's get it going on the text line here in the Arctic Air Studios. You guys can jam up that text line, 806-855-3712. We want to hear from as many of you as possible this hour and next hour with Rob's show so we can say thank you to you. So if you've never attached a name or, you know, never say where you're texting in from, if you would do that today just for us, we'd really appreciate it. You guys have made this a whole lot of fun the last 4 years and 4 months, and we owe so much to you to be able to come in here and get to play radio for a little bit today. And yeah, we're going to be doing some things differently, and we hope you follow us on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media and the website theraiderland.com and at Rob Bro's Show and the Gambling Gauchos. We want to say thanks today. Texter, most Texan thing I've ever done is move to the Wasatch Mountains of Utah as the pre-invasion force. I laid claim to this area for the Lone Star State, the proliferation of Shiner Bock. Quality Texas barbecue has increased here, and I take full credit. Really enjoyed the shows the past few years. Radio was fun again. That's Alan Corbin in Utah. Thank you, Alan. Our Utah correspondent with us in Raiderland on this show. And I heard he's coming into town here fairly soon, so we may have to break bread. The old coach, best stretch of water between Ozona and Comstock, 10-mile stretch of the Pecos River Ranch. God bless JR, he would agree. I agree with you, old coach. He would probably agree on that. A lot easier to get to than some of the waters in New Mexico, that's for sure. Texter on the text line, thank you, fellas, for great radio entertainment. Hit the app right as you were finishing the news of this coming to an end. Can you please let me know what the lineup will look like from 11-1 and 1-2 going forward? If you had to hedge a bet, will Tech make the tournament in McCaslin's first year? I think they should. I think they should. Will they? I don't know. I think they should. I think if you have any sort of team at Texas Tech, and he'll have a team, then I think you should make the tournament. I don't know if you will or not. It's hard to say right now because who are the dudes? Who's going to be there? Who's playing? I don't know.
Who's the staff?
What's it going to look like? But I think they should. To me, that's bottom line. If you're a Texas Tech with the facilities you have, the resources you have, first year or not, you should always be in the NCAA tournament.
There could legitimately be eight teams from the Big 12 in the tournament next year.
Yeah.
Right now, because you'll have 14 teams next year in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And you'll have Big 10 levels of attendance. There might be 10 teams from the Big 12.
Yeah.
So do I think McCaslin will finish bottom four? I hope not. Right?
Yeah.
So will he make the tournament? I would lay that bet. Maybe not today, but ask me again in June when the roster is closer to being done and you have a staff.
Right. We'll talk about what's going to follow us on this time slot later on in the program. Tech beat Iowa State in baseball. They sure as hell didn't lose, but they didn't beat them either.
Well, have you seen the Iowa State Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have they played yet?
I didn't see it on Twitter if they had. Texter, where do you think football ends in conference this year if you had to bet right now? Upper middle. I think this is about a 7 or 8 win team, probably, as constructed. Again, way, way far too early predictions, but if you gave me 6.5 win total, I'd take over. If you gave me 7.5 win total for Tech, I would have to look and see what August looks like, because I need to see what the rest of the league looks like and your schedule. What are the other teams looking like at that point?
Yeah, and your non-con and everything.
So in an absolute vacuum, a 7 to 8 win season is where I see Texas Tech in year 2 under McGuire. That, of course, changes by the time August rolls around.
Yeah, and I think as much as Oregon is a swing game, so is Wyoming.
Very much so.
I mean, that's a good team, and you'll be on the road for the first time of the year. Tarleton is a win, but I wouldn't look at any Big 12 game and just say lock.
No, not at all. I mean, think, how many close games did you play last year?
Right.
How many close games do you expect to play this year? How many close games were in the Big 12 this year? Look at TCU as an example.
I think Houston should be a win.
Should.
There are probably a few more I can find on there that should be wins, but I'll tell you what, if you lose to TCU again, I'll be really frustrated. I don't think TCU is going to be good.
There seems to be a lot of exodusing going on.
Man. And even before the transfer portal stuff during the spring, they had they lost both tackles. No, they kept tackles but lost the three interior guys.
All three interior.
Starting running back, starting wide receiver who went to the Chargers last night, quarterback, lots of defenders. I mean, they lost a ton off that championship team, and then guys got in the portal.
Right.
So you see that little returners note for Texas Tech where it's, you know, 8 defenders and 8 offensive players, and you're in a good spot. TCU is going to have 4. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, see here today, how many swing games do you want me to say Tech has next year? Every single one of them.
Yeah.
806-855-3712. We want you to text in today. It's our final show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, wrapping up at 1, then the final Rob Bro show. We'll take you to 1 to 2 today. We've peppered you with questions for years. You can ask the questions today. We do leave you with one final one today. Just tell us who your favorite athlete is all time. Most Texan thing you've done this week? No, the most Texan thing you've ever done. What would that be? And then, obviously, NFL draft on everybody's mind. Tyree Wilson going to the Raiders and Texas Tech baseball. Every series is critical from here on out. It starts tonight at a place where you have not had success by any stretch of the imagination under Tim Tadlock in Manhattan, Kansas.
If you win tonight, the dreams are all still alive.
Absolutely.
If you lose tonight, the dreams are starting to
get weird.
Not die, but
no, but
they're,
it gets infinitely harder if you don't win tonight.
Yeah.
It's not too late to change your minds and come back Monday, fellas. Yes, it is. We've got things to do.
Certainly Monday.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Texter, most Texan thing ever, working calves and cooking and eating Rocky Mountain oysters cooked right off the branding iron pit. Man,
ooh,
that'd be cool. I've worked with animals before, but never on a branding like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had and enjoyed Rocky Mountain oysters. I've butchered my own.
Yeah.
Like from frozen. Like, well, we had a guy that knew a guy.
Yeah.
That could get us.
Yeah, now I knew people that
unmarked
would,
yeah, gallon bags of frozen.
Unmarked gallon bags
of frozen.
Do the drop in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if I could do them fresh like that. That seems a little gamey to me.
It's, yeah. I mean, right there.
Oh, man.
Cook it up. Good old days of the KA Fight Elk Calf Rye dance.
Ooh.
Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. The guy from Florida getting your text is the only person happy after today. You guys should just keep texting him, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep bothering him.
Hey, by the way, we'll still have access to this text line if you want to save the number.
Yeah, that's right. 806-855-3712. We're due up a timeout. Good chance for you guys to jump on the text line. If you've never dropped us a line, if you've never told us where you're listening from, if you want to throw your name out there so we can say thank you, we'd love to see that. You can ask us the questions today and anything else you want to do, helmet stickers, whatever. It's a kitchen sink day. Most Texan thing you've ever done, Tech baseball on your mind, NFL draft, whatever we want to do. We got still a few more segments left with you today. We ain't dead yet. 806-855-3712. Remember, use that 806. 855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got you till 1 o'clock today. Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960, San Angelo and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. The Rob Bro Show will take you to 2 o'clock one final time. We've asked you the questions over the years. Today it's your turn if you want to. Most Texan thing you've ever done. A lot of Tech baseball to discuss in the last few segments. And then NFL draft, Tyree Wilson. Yeah, very easy. You know, go from a Red Raider to a Raider. All the black stuff you had when you were at Tech, you can keep on. I mean, it just really works out quite nicely if you're Tyree Wilson going to Las Vegas. 806-855-3712 for you to text in today. We hope you do. We can say thank you to you guys for a nice little second run here for me. And again, I never thought I'd get back into this racket doing it on a daily business. I blame Rob Snyder for that. Absolutely blame Rob Snyder. 806-855-3712. And Canada. Let's see, Roy texting in. He gives us his Twitter handle. Thanks for all the good days you've given me from 11 to 2 every day. Catch you all on the flip side. Favorite athlete, Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell fan right there. Did Rob refer to TCU as a championship team last year? P.S. Rob is my best friend and I love him. Best of luck to the GOAT in his new chapter. Your best friend texted in.
I mean, they went to the championship game.
Yeah.
I still call the Texas Tech men's basketball 2019 the championship team.
Yeah.
Of course, they actually won the Big 12.
They won the Big 12. Most Texan things sitting around the campfire at night in the middle of the forest scaring the bejesus out of sons and nephews with Bigfoot stories. I have a friend who is certain that Bigfoot is real and lives in North Texas. Member of the Bigfoot, Texas Bigfoot Conservatory.
Love it.
Most Texan thing I've ever done, pretend to go hunting by killing the what? What the hell is this?
You're Ron Burgundy that one?
I was Ron Burgundy in this one completely. That is just sick. You need help. Is that somebody you know? That's got to be one of your.
I didn't see that one. I'll have to see it.
It's right there.
Don't
in the
blame queue. That one on my audience.
It's got to be. 806-855-3712. Do we have somebody on the phone? Let's go to line 17 on Talk 103.9 FM. Welcome to Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Who are we speaking
with? Good afternoon, Mr. Hyatt.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Fichtner, the voice of the
Raiders. Oh, you recognize. Okay, very good.
Well, yeah, no, I've never heard your voice before.
No, never mind. How are you, sir?
We're doing all right for the shape we're in, all things considered.
Me, it's round, but yeah. Right, exactly. You know, when I did this 15 years ago, about this time of year, you know, I was in the 11-1 slot, and you were the voice of the Lady Raiders. Now, you're leaving, and I'm the voice of the Lady Raiders. How does this...
This is a weird deal, isn't it?
Work?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. We kind of flipped roles on this. You didn't tell me, by the way, you didn't warn me how hungry I would be doing a noon show every day.
Yeah, right. Why do you think we had Papa John's and we had other Taco Bell, we had other people coming in bringing us food, man? G had that thing worked out.
And we're dumb because we'd sit here and talk food for a couple hours every day just starving.
Right. See, what are you doing? Now you don't have to worry about that. You can eat whenever you want.
I know. Now we can go to lunch at a decent hour.
Right.
No Whataburger will be safe on this side of town.
Correct.
Hey, what do you think baseball is going to end up doing?
Oh, man. I tell you, this weekend, they're going to a place that's been the house of horrors.
Yes. 7-8 under Tadlock. Hard to believe.
I mean, here's the thing. Let me put it to you this way. Since Tech won the series in 2001, 22 years ago, Tech has won in Manhattan three times. Three series.
Yeah.
Three series. Yeah, not single games.
Yeah.
Well, the three times. You won two in 09, you won two in 15, and you won two in, I can't remember if it was 19 or 2 years ago, but that place is, I've called many a game there and left shaking my head like, how did we not win?
Yeah.
But I tell you, this series is massive for both teams because if West Virginia, who's got an extra series left, you know, if you're the rest of the league, you're rooting for Baylor big time this weekend to win too. Because if they do that, the winner of this series will still have a true legitimate shot at the Big 12 title. If it's K-State, they could probably afford to lose two and be on the fringe. I mean, if you're Tech and you lose two, your chances of a title have been pretty well gone.
Unless you
sweep West Virginia, sweep Kansas.
Yeah.
I think if any team gets to 15-9, I think they're going to win the league.
I tell you, if this team just can get into the NCAA tournament, and anything could happen from here on out. You could win the Big 12. You could miss a tournament. I think they can do damage in the NCAA tournament. It's just getting there. It's just getting in that right place. There are some places you probably don't want to go, but that's every year. This team, if they're going to be better at the end. It's a Tadlock team. They just got to get there.
Right. As long as they stay, you know, they get more healthy. It seems like they're getting healthier.
Yeah.
Both on the mound and having Dylan Carter back, in center field. I like their chances, but I do think because this team could still get to 40 wins.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know. That's what's crazy.
I don't know how they're going to handle this Abilene Christian thing from the other night. I don't know if. If ACU is going to say, okay, we're going to continue this series in Lubbock when we come on the ninth.
It may literally depend on who needs what. You know, does Tech need that game? Do they need to try to come back and win it? Do they not? I don't know. All right, we're coming up on the break. Hey, I've got some time on my hands coming up, apparently. Let's let's tell Haxton and the boys to take a night off and you and I go call a game.
Hey, that'd be all right.
We'll do it for pizza and hot dogs and Dr. Pepper.
Hey, well, let's see. We could do hot dogs and Dr. Pepper, and we'd be good.
There you go. He's Mark Fichtner, everybody. Thanks for the shout. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rhino, appreciate it. Rob, hey, you're doing a tremendous job, you and Kyle with the Gauchos, man. I follow that from a distance. You guys are doing tremendous work, man. I don't know what the next chapter holds for each of you, but I know that you guys are way too talented for this to be the end. So I just wanted to call in today and say hey.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Finger, everybody.
You got it. See you guys.
I don't know if we are still on the air. We just had a major power surge.
Good grief.
Light flickering and everything else. The
was
power
that in
of Mark Finkner. What in the hell just happened there?
God is saying goodbye to us.
That was dramatic. I assume we're still on the air. Are you okay?
I think we're still on air. That was violent in my ears.
That was something else.
The board.
The mere presence of Finkner on this station almost blew out the transmitter,
wow.
I think.
Yeah, that was too much power there.
Golly, too much radio goodness all in one spot.
God.
So that's how it's going to be the rest of the day, huh? Holy moly. 806-855-3712. We'll get to your text messages on the other side. You can ask the questions today. We've been hitting you with questions for years. Most Texan thing you've ever done, Tech baseball, NFL draft, you name it. We got a final half hour left with you. It's Ryan I. It's Raiderland featuring Rob, bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. The song that we said would never appear on these airwaves. We figured what the hell one last time. Hope you heard it, Don. The only time it has rolled out in the last 4 years and 4 months. Got you still one in the Arctic Air Studios. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports, ESPN 960, San Angelo. Question of the day, your favorite athlete. You can turn around and give us your question of the day since we've questioned you for years. Tech baseball on your mind, yes. There at Kansas State, huge series. NFL draft, we got that. And we're still here after one of the most wicked power surges I've seen ever sitting on this side of the broadcast console.
A double.
That was wild.
So I think the TV reset as well. So it was on in there too. Did it pop your ears?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
In fact, I'm still hearing intense. A little 60-second hum.
Yeah.
That is a little greater than normal in my headset. Which, speaking of the headsets, by the way, things that we're proud of, you know, during this run that we've enjoyed. Let the record show that when I came back, I got new headphones. Same headphones. I hadn't lost them over the last few years. They hadn't been broken. I didn't throw them at anybody.
There was that one time. But.
Well, there was the one time, but they bounced. But you don't understand. I used to go through headphones at a ridiculous rate.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And for these to last the entire time, I don't know what that means, but it's improbable.
And generally when I buy headphones for this space, you don't need great headphones. You
no,
just kind of need to hear the voice.
You're right.
Processing audio at a high rate here for a platinum artist.
Yeah.
So. These have lasted a pretty good while, but I probably have had six since you come back.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Seriously, I cannot believe it. 806-855-3712 to text in. Texter, I've enjoyed the show. You're inside into Tech Sports. I think Krista Gerlich is building something special. Your thoughts on women's basketball? I agree. Right person. Right time. Give her the time. Give her the space. You're turning around a bit of an aircraft carrier, but things are improving. I like the pickup the other day. They're getting more athletic. They're getting better. It's a tough league when you get down in the Big 12 to try to get back up, but they're getting there.
Also, that text you, Ron Burgundy, and I went back and read it.
Yeah.
Not one of mine.
It's got to be one of your people.
No. Surely not.
Yeah.
Surely not. But I would encourage that person to go seek help.
Seek help immediately. Texter, for those of us down south of San Angelo, lunch going to be so boring now. So I'm pouring one for me and one for our soon-to-be departed from radio homies. Thanks, guys. I'll say this again. I have just really enjoyed being on ESPN 960 down there. I hope you guys continue to interact with us on Twitter, theraiderland.com, at Gambling Gauchos, all of that stuff, theraiderland.com. It really is a neat bond that we have developed. And
yeah.
I mean, we can reach anywhere now. You know, we're not limited by just the radio signal. So please be out there for us. Let's see. Texter says, y'all will be greatly missed. Nobody going to be worth listening to in talk radio after today. Thoroughly enjoyed listening to y'all over the years, the interaction you had with your listeners with the text line. Zach Thomas is my favorite athlete. Besides you two, Chick Hearn was my favorite broadcaster, the great Laker broadcaster. Chick Hearn was awesome. My question is, what is the real reason y'all are leaving the airwaves? Well, we can't answer that. We can't tell them that, Rob. Thanks again for years of enjoyment, Texas transplant Terry and Ballinger.
There is no insidious reason. Just wanted something new.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here nearly a decade.
Right.
Sometimes you just want some new scenery. And it's not that you hate the scenery you're looking at every day, but sometimes you just need a change.
Exactly. And I've been in this business a long time and have made numerous changes and done different things over the years. And this is just part of that cycle, and you and I both have a very extensive digital media footprint that we are enjoying growing and enjoying doing that. And I still love radio. I'll say it again. I'm going to continue doing radio. I'm just not going to be doing it on a radio station.
I love sports radio. It's one of my great passions in life.
We should concoct some sort of good story, though, about you know, why we're no longer doing the show. Because the real story seems so boring.
Yeah, well, ever since the accident.
The incident.
Yeah.
After the incident. And then, of course, the firings.
Right.
Things were never truly the same.
Yeah.
Texter saying, hear you loud and clear. Good, because there for a minute, you know, I thought, wow, that last show just ended the way radio shows should probably end, with a big old snap, crackle, and pop, and we were gone. Let's see. Texter, by the way, Bigfoot is blurry. What the hell? Where are y'all going? Well, we're not going anywhere. I may go out of town. Going to have to find a new way to turn morning into afternoon. Thanks for the shows over the years. Good luck in whatever you're doing, says Double T Dad. Thank you so much, Double T Dad. Thanks for being out there. Let's see. No need to read this on the show. Should I read it? No, probably not. Thanks for the kind words, though. Still on the air, buzz in the ears. That may just have something to do with whatever you're consuming today. Texter 806-855-3712 to get in. We've asked you the questions over the years. You guys in the final two segments can continue to ask us questions today. Or our final question of the day on the radio show, your favorite athlete all time. You can tell us the most Texan thing you have ever done, whatever that may be. Tech baseball on your mind. We always love talking Texas Tech baseball. And then Tyree Wilson to the Raiders and the first round last night, which was eminently enjoyable. I liked, you know, the Patrick Mahomes draft we liked because Patrick Mahomes got drafted. That was nice. That was just really interesting last night. That usually it's not really interesting. It's just not. Last night was interesting.
Yeah.
Befuddling at times.
Yep.
Weird. The Lions gonna lion hard. Man, I can't imagine being a fan of that franchise. Obviously, they've got to trade one of the running backs, I would think, today, but still.
Swift was being rumored.
He would be the logical choice.
Jamal Williams, I don't even think is there anymore.
Yeah. And again, I give the Texans a huge A-plus of getting, if they wanted a quarterback, they probably got, in my opinion, the best quarterback in this draft that I think is a bad quarterback draft.
Agree.
But if you're going to take one, I think they took the one that I would take. We hadn't even talked about Billy Levi's today. Bless his heart. Hey, you signed up to be on the show, man.
There was another clip of him saying during his time at Kentucky, you know, if I get invited to the draft, if I think I'll go high, I'll go. But if there's a chance I'm falling to the second, I'm definitely not accepting that invite.
Dude, there were people talking yesterday, obviously top four, top five pick.
His odds from first insane. Overall went from 50 to 1 to like minus or plus 250.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an insane jump.
He fell farther than Bo Callahan in draft day.
Fell further than Aaron Rodgers. Did nobody go to his birthday? I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah. None of his teammates went to his birthday. You're talking about some of my finest work right there. That's a great Sam Elliott.
It was really good.
Little cameo appearance there as the head coach of the Badgers. Of all the guys that I could picture being a head coach in college football, Sam Elliott was never high on my list.
No, but it worked.
He gets a call from Costner, right? Okay, so I'm doing this thing, and I want you to – you want me to do what? Yeah, just like that. What do you mean? That's it. That's perfect. Texter, I discovered the Raiderland online in the midst of the Pac-12 fallout last summer. Have enjoyed listening to y'all turn morning into afternoon in both Lubbock and Amarillo these last several months. We'll miss this show, but looking forward to continue to follow and listen to y'all through whatever media outlet y'all use. Take care. Stay warm in this cold last Friday in April. What an interesting, odd, day of weather to end it. But if it gets rain, it's worth it. Texter, what is your go-to Whataburger order, Ryan? It'd be a number two Whatta-sized cheese Diet Coke. Pretty simple. Back in the day, it would be triple meat, triple cheese, Whatta-sized fries Diet Coke because I was watching my figure. I could still throw down the triple meat, triple cheese if I'm hungry enough. It just takes a while.
I'm a sweet and spicy guy. I wish it was always on the menu.
Yeah. Texter, there you go. You can blame me for leaving the air, says PJ. Okay, we will. Texter, this is a good question. You and I can both answer this one. You guys can continue texting in. 806-855-3712. We got to you until 1 o'clock here on the final Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Then the Rob Bro show will take you from 1 to 2. Tell us the most Texan thing you've done. You can fire the questions at us. 806-855-3712. Texter, after watching, quote, how the sausage is made for all these years, how often and do you allow yourself to just be a fan? I've been doing this longer than Rob, so I've been around it for a long time. It does affect your ability to be a fan. My wife would tell you that I don't know how to be a fan. I don't know how to cheer. I love sports, and I'll be the first to tell you, I'm probably not a good fan. I'm not the average fan. I can't relate to the average fan very well. I'll be the first to admit it. It's one of the reasons why I love the NFL is because it's all out in the open.
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all out in the open. And we're getting more of that way in college football, and it's actually in college sports, actually allowing me to enjoy college sports a little bit more over the last few years. That everything a lot of people are bemoaning and saying it's ruined college sports, I'm saying, no, this has been college sports. Now it's out in the open. It's more honest.
Yeah. For some reason, it's really hard for me to be a fan of Texas Tech football, maybe because I've covered it the longest and, in the press box or whatever. Tech basketball, last year it was just hard to be a fan because it was hard to be a fan of that team.
And knowing what we knew.
But this baseball team, I find it really easy to be a fan and just going and sitting in the GA and, taking in the game.
Baseball's probably the easiest one for me.
Yeah. You just kind of get to detach yourself. And I generally don't tweet about the games while they're going on, unless it's kind of a fan perspective. I was trying to do the whole game tweets and all that stuff, but in the last year I've really tried to take a step back from that.
I mean, when it comes to being a fan, I'm a fan of my son's team.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of my son. You know, you and your nephews.
Yeah.
That I think that's the closest you and I really get to just being pure fan.
Though hopefully I'll get to call Keegan's games next year as a senior in Lubbock High.
That'd be pretty cool,
man. That'd be a fun ride.
You know, if he wants to transfer, we're taking in transfers out there in the Ville,
He's highly recruited.
Always looking for some good down linemen. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Our final segment of the day, of the week, and of the show coming up for you. Your last chance to get in on Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rosa. Do it 806-855-3712, whatever is on your mind. We want to say thank you to as many of you as possible. So keep jamming up that text line, 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. We'll finish up strong together today. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. No, I won't. Final segment of the day, final segment of the show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo. And in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, the Rob Bro Show. Last go around, we'll take you to 2 o'clock today. You can text in, and we hope you do. 806-855-3712, anything and everything on the table, including the most Texan thing you've ever done. And we say thank you to you guys for being a huge part of our days over the last few years. Texter's on that text line. We'll get to as many as we can, Rob. 806-855-3712. Texter wants to know, are you guys real friends away from the mic? Seems that you genuinely like each other enough, or even enough to take family vacations together. Boy, we got them pulled. The power of radio.
I mean, we're friends.
Yeah, we're friendly.
I don't know if we're taking family vacations together, but...
Yeah. There's a bit of an age difference, but not too much.
No,
you know, I think you're my friend.
I'm an old soul.
There you go, and I'm young at heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Loved your insights. Look forward to hearing the broadcast. Thanks for all your time, research, and knowledge. Blessings over your future, says Scott. Thank you. And hey, look, they think we do research, and if they only knew about the pre-show meetings, you know, they only knew about the pre-show meetings. Anyway. Hey, good news. The computer is locked up over here.
Good.
You know?
Good.
Why would it not? Literally.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting the whole spectrum of events up here so far.
Yeah. All right, so let me see if I can fire this back up. Texan wants to know, honest grade on Kirby. Take it easy, guys. I give him, what do you mean, like as a tenure or right now or whatever?
As a tenure.
As a tenure? It's an A. You're still in a major conference. You have upgraded every facility. You are competitive in all sports.
Most sports.
Yeah, most sports. Well, I mean...
Competitive, yeah.
Yeah,
you're competitive in all sports.
You're better than... It is infinitely better than when he got here.
Full spectrum. I think you still have to knock him for a couple of things, but the money... The facilities, the commitment. I mean, I just, it's hard to say anything. Even, like, I know what the Texter's trying to say by honest.
Yeah.
There have been some missteps.
Oh, yeah.
But.
You do any job long enough, you're going to have them.
This tenure and.
These are the good old days of Tech Athletics.
The decade of wilderness for Tech football, even. You still had some high moments. I think people look back at the Cliff era as bad, but I mean, you got the Sports Performance Center. That helped track as much as it helped football. You had Patrick Mahomes, who has done some things since he left here. B+.
Yeah.
A?
I know what it looked like in the 70s and the 80s, right? In the 90s. Texter on the text line. Let's see. Thank you guys for taking the time to share your sports knowledge. You will be missed, and I guess I will now take a lunch hour with the normal folks. Thanks again. Since the show is ending, I am worried about the sports director, Collier. You should be. You should be. It's been fun listening to the cafe all these years. Good luck in your next chapter, Fink. Fink man. That's funny. Will y'all still be on the Talk 103.9 app? No. I guess we should probably mention what's coming up.
Daily or the podcast? I mean, the old podcast, I guess, will remain for a while. I don't know what they're going to do with those.
Most Texans think I'm done pulling out a breached calf and holding the door open for a lady. Hopefully not all at the same time for Doug down in San Angelo. That would have been awkward. So what's coming up? Starting on Monday... My friend Michael Lombardi will be taking over this 11-1 time slot, VSiN Radio. Fantastic show. We have aired the Lombardi line on weekends here over the years. The weekday show is great. I hated it when they kind of moved some times and different stuff around for Lombardi with the weekday show because it meant we couldn't get him on our show, that he was on air during this time frame. I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. Lombardi loves college football, loves the Big 12. He's a huge Texas Tech fan, loves what Joey McGuire is doing and has some connections to it a little bit as well. And then I believe, Rob, I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, live Bloomberg Radio for you news junkies during the 1 to 2 slot. But I'm excited because now I can go on Lombardi's show, and we can go on Lombardi's show, and I can be back here on Talk 103.9. See how this is all working out? Texter, if we get enough money, will y'all stay? Text us. DM us. Hit us in the DMs.
We can work something out.
You know? Texter. Wait, this show is ending? Collier. It's the rumor. You know? People still ask, so how long are you going to stay away this time? I don't know. I have learned doing this over the years, Rob, you never say never, as I did when I left the Williams and Hyatt show, that I'm never going to do this again. Good Lord, no. And ended up, you know, 7 years later coming back here and having this run. It's been fun. It has been vastly enjoyable. And I want to say to you, Rob, thank you. Thank you for being willing to work with me. I'm not the easiest person to do a show with. I freely admit that. And you have made these last couple of years not just easy to work with professionally, but fun, enjoyable.
Same to you. I think we've had a good run.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That I have enjoyed every day we have sat down together. And for the people who've enjoyed it, I have enjoyed it. It has been fun for us.
Same.
And if it's not fun for the host, nobody else is going to have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
The Rob Bro Show is next. Y'all keep texting in, 806-855-3712. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. My website is theraiderland.com. You can join us on Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Coming up on Monday, we'll hand out coveted helmet stickers. We'll find out what you believe to be true to start the week. We'll recap. Guess we won't. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you on down the road.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.